At the National Agri-Marketing Conference, one of the early sessions before we really get things kicked off is a presentation by Bill Gertine. And Bill, it's nice to meet you. We're going to talk about an 800-pound gorilla. Why?
We are. An 800-pound gorilla is the dominant player in any marketplace whose tactics and techniques result in an unfair share of the available business. There are plenty of them in the ag community, and you probably know them by name, and certainly many of them you and your audience would. What I'm going to help them discover are the ways in which they can become more dominant in whatever it is that they do.
Mm-hmm. What would be an example? Give us one that you'll be presenting.
Oh, gosh. There's all sorts, and not necessarily within the ag community. I do a lot of work in professional sports. I do a lot of ticket sales training for professional sports teams. And you have the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers and those people who are doing really good things. But then there are other people that are doing things under the radar that maybe somebody wouldn't even know but are really selling tickets really well. The group sales departments of many sports teams, for example, sell hundreds and hundreds of seats with a one fell swoop rather than just selling one person the same four seats for every single game. There are some other ways in which that they sell season tickets that are brilliant. The Tampa Bay Lightning, for example, have just put together a program where if you renew your season tickets, you get a jersey that has a chip inside it, that if you swipe the chip at the concession stand, you get 25% off, and if you swipe it at the gift shop, you get 35% off. And it does two things. People get all excited about wearing the jersey to the game, which is what people really want when you come into a game. If you're the owner of the team, you want to see all those blue and white jerseys. And then it's great for the fans because they get percentage discounts that they would never have otherwise, which, of course, means they're buying more concessions and buying more things in the gift shop.
So here, again, with this audience and this particular industry we're mm-hmm. in, I mean, that sounds like an interesting promotional strategy, let's say.
Sure.
What might be something that anything that would come to mind when you think of farmers out there?
Well, there's a lot of things, and it has to do more with what you're in the business of, certainly. Mm-hmm. But the whole basis of my talk today is going to be you can be a more dominant player in business if you begin to think like one, looking at other industries and seeing what they do and then saying, how can I adapt that to my own environment? And that's what I'm trying to do today is to stir up some of those ideas that may be dormant in someone and make the connection today.
So if after we leave here, or if you couldn't be here,
yes.
Is there a way to kind of learn some of what you have to teach outside of here?
I have two books, the most popular of which is The 800-Pound Gorilla of Sales, How to Dominate Your Market. And folks can catch me on the web at www.the800poundgorilla.com.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Bill Gertine, who is one of our presenters here at the National Agri-Marketing Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.